Good morning, this is Dan,
Yuchen,
and Charlie,
with your 11am Zedlines. In local news, the University of Queensland has partnered with Denison Gas to evaluate the efficiency, safety and commercial readiness of underground compressed energy, which stores renewable energy, for up to 12 hours. This potentially reduces reliance on solar and wind energy sources, with the project receiving $125,000 from the Queensland Government. Director of UQ's Centre for Multiscale Energy Systems, Dr. Alexander Klemenko, is optimistic about the partnership and research, saying that commercial development is underway in Broken Hill, New South Wales. It is estimated that the overall project costs over $500,000, which has been made up by donations from researchers, companies and private donors that support the university's search for better renewable energy possibilities. In other news, with an increase in saltwater crocodiles captured by Queensland's Environment Department, there is a bit of a housing crisis for crocodiles, according to curator of the Billabong Sanctuary, Ray Stevens. The capture plan follows the stages of identifying and removing problem crocodiles, those who pose a danger to the public or breaching barriers. This plan has kept the euthanasia of these animals on a steady pattern, with only 7 euthanized last year compared to 9 in 2020 after being captured. With 81 of the most of the iconic reptiles being recovered last year, compared with the 36 in 2020, and more to be captured in 2026, Stevens states that they unfortunately, quote, only have so many enclosures.
Followed by national news, research from the Scientific Reports Journal into the hopping ability in the hind legs of giant extinct kangaroos suggests that they would have been able to hop despite weighing in at 250 kilograms. Unlike previous studies, the team studied the fossils of the giant kangaroo and estimated the strength of their Achilles tendons, revealing that they had 4 metatarsals strong enough to support hopping, as well as heel bones with enough space to accommodate a thick enough tendon for jumping. Dr. Gilbert Price, a paleontologist at the University of Queensland, says that the study may help us to understand the fate of the giant kangaroo, stating that if you want to understand why these animals went extinct, you first have to understand what they were actually like. The next national news, a report from the city of Perth finds inappropriate workplace behavior and psychological harm mostly directed at women, and an almost complete breakdown of relations between some counselors and staff. Reported behaviors include raised voices and intimidating conduct, hostile communications, and differential treatment, the report states. The council itself wanted to keep the report secret, and in a committee meeting on Wednesday afternoon, most attendees voted to not have the report publicly released. The report recommended psychological support for staff in council-facing roles, an external mediator, a gender equity assessment, and an improved complaints process. But there has currently been no response on what specifically will be done to combat the rampant misogyny within the council. However, an inspector has been appointed to review the issues and report back on actions required to mitigate the issues.
In international news, the president of Ukraine, Volodymyr Zelensky, has accused leaders across Europe of being apathetic towards the violence and threats aimed at fellow European nations. He hones in on Trump's demands for Greenland, stating that everyone is just waiting for America to cool down on this topic, hoping it will pass away. But what if it does not? What then? He emphasizes that the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, NATO, seemed to see these threats as existential, with several other Western leaders echoing the sentiment and calling for stronger pushback against Trump, as well as a call for arms and defensive force to protect Greenland from a US invasion. Moving on to the weather, with the weather at 11am being 29 degrees, with chances of showers but mostly staying cloudy and muggy, with a 57% chance of humidity and 71% cloud cover keeping it locked in. It is a UV index of 10, so keep shaded and safe from the heat. The wind has picked up over the morning to 15 knots coming from the southeast, and there is also a moderate fire warning over the majority of Queensland today, so stay safe. Thanks for listening. That's all your news for 11am. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au. 4ZZZ's